Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
I can try.
Thank you, ma'am. My first question is, by any chance, are you Sandra Samples?
No, I'm her daughter.
No problem, ma'am. Your opinion does count. Does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Hello? Hello, ma'am?
I said no.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I wasn't able to hear you. Are you registered to vote at over 18 years old?
Yes.
Okay. And even though it's a long way off, what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you'll definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or you will not vote?
Absolutely will vote.
Okay, ma'am. For statistical purposes, may I know your age?
36.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, just to make sure I represent everybody, may I know your race? Okay, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Ma'am, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of a 0 to 100. 100 means very favorable. A 0 means very unfavorable. If you don't know the person or organization, you can tell me as well. So Donald Trump, ma'am, from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate him?
Okay, no, I misunderstood how the rating went.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Remember, 100 means very favorable. A 0 means very unfavorable.
So that question would be 100.
A 1? Okay. What about the U.S.?
100.
100, I'm sorry. What about the U.S. Department of Education? From a 0 to 100?
50.
50, okay. What about charter schools from a 0 to 100?
I don't know anything about charter schools, so...
No?
0.
Nope. No problem. All right, what about Joe Biden from a 0 to 100?
0.
Okay, Moms for Liberty from a 0 to 100? Okay, the National Education Association from a 0 to 100?
50.
I'm sorry?
50.
Okay, 50. Public school teachers from a 0 to 100?
0.
Okay, woke culture or wokeism from a 0 to 100?
50.
50, okay. Public schools from a 0 to 100?
Five, zero.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, generally speaking, ma'am, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Okay, thank you so far for responses. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay. And how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following, ma'am? Again, I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to a 10. 10 means it's a very important for public schools to prepare students. 0 means it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. For example, the first one says, provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. From a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel that is?
A
10. What about this one, ma'am? Truthfully understand all of America history, the good and the bad, from a 0 to a 10. How important do you feel that is?
10.
A 10, okay. And this one says, embrace American values and be proud American citizens, from a 0 to a 10. How important do you feel that is?
10.
10. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market, from a 0 to a 10. How important do you feel it is? Okay. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel that is?
10.
Okay. Become more organized and have structured from a 0 to a 10, how important do you feel it is?
10.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so far for responses. Moving on quickly. Well, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount in public school education?
About the right amount.
Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory or CRT? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
And what was that question again? I'm sorry.
Yes. How much have you heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory or CRT? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all? Okay.
Nothing at all.
All right, ma'am. As you may have heard, the critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics, ma'am? Would you agree or disagree with that?
I would have to agree.
All right. Would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Right, ma'am. Thank you so far for responses. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Would you say you've heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Little.
Okay. I just want you to tell me if you disagree or agree with the following statements, ma'am. The first one says, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the U.S. because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
All right. Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. What about this one, ma'am? Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Hello, ma'am?
Hello?
Yes, I didn't hear you.
Would you disagree?
Okay, would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, this one says, ma'am, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly disagree. Okay, thank you for your responses, ma'am. I'm going to read to you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. I just want you to tell me if you would support or oppose them. For example, the first one says, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
What about this one, ma'am? Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Would you say strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly
support. This one says, ma'am, adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about this one, ma'am? Increasing teacher pay. Would you support or oppose that?
I would oppose that.
I'm sorry, did you say support or oppose them?
Oppose.
Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
This one says, ma'am, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you support or oppose that?
Support it.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Well, some U.S. cities have approved the new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, would you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Study unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
I'm sorry? Support. Would
support.
You say strong?
We have a bad connection, don't we?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, but we're almost done. Would you say strongly support or somewhat support?
Yes, strongly.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to read you to some arguments that others might make about education in America, ma'am. Again, I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 okay. means you find it a very convincing argument. 0 means it's not at all a convincing argument. Thank you for your feedback. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experiences by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing is this?
10.
Okay. This other one says, ma'am, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is a perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing do you feel this is?
I would say a 7.
A 7. The last one for this section says, last year the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high. 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of colors, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing do you feel this is?
I'm not sure about that one. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
No problem, ma'am. Well, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion changed. So once again, let me ask you if you agree or disagree with the following. The first one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that, ma'am?
I disagreed with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Very strongly.
Okay. This one says, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree with that.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Disagree? Did you hear me?
Yes. Would you say somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on quickly, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
12.
Okay, ma'am. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Homemaker.
I'm sorry?
Homemaker.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. Would you say you're married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, or widow?
Married.
Okay, ma'am. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Strong Republican.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Although you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay, ma'am. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Would you say very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. And how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. I just want you to tell me for the following descriptions I read, ma'am, if they apply to you or someone in your household. Is a born-again, evangelical, or fundamental Christian? Would you say that applies to you or somebody in your household?
No.
Okay. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Would you say that applies to you or somebody in your household?
No.
Okay, ma'am. And how would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural? Okay, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too.